textbook was that it kept talking about Christians as though we were the ones that were persecuting everybody, gave a very dry, cold presentation. But what really bothered me was as they were telling our children to assume that they were Muslim soldiers, they were telling, when it got to the Jewish section, and children were, you know, I was thinking, oh, great, I get to see all these fun things they get to do, you know, pretending that they're Jewish. The only thing that they told them to do was to imagine that you were with the Jews as they were kicked out of their homeland. And the only thing that they told kids to imagine when they were in the Christian section was to imagine being back in the tombs of the dead Christians. That's supposed to be our turn.
It's unbelievable.
It's shocking.
Yes.
I can't believe they got away with it all these years.
So then what we've got here, quite obviously, is a conspiracy.
Absolutely.
It's a conspiracy to Islamize the young people in the schools. It's a conspiracy because obviously it's secret. The parents don't know about it. You only found out about it yourself by accident.
Muslims, I have Muslim friends who are so peaceful, and they really do believe that their religion is peaceful. But if you really study Islam and the method of Muhammad, and you talk to people like Mary Habeck, who is a Yale University professor, who points out that the Sirah and the Hadith are Islam books too, and they point out the method of Muhammad, which is to come in peace, to proclaim peace, but be prepared for violence if they don't accept it. That is exactly what's going on in our nation today. They're coming in peace, they're promoting it as peaceful to our children in school, but they are prepared for violence if we do not accept it.
So in other words, they'll promote in peace, they'll infiltrate, and they'll smile, but when they get strong enough,
right,
out come the swords.
Absolutely. It's in the holy books. It's in their holy books. And people say, I'll read verses out of the Quran that say to cut off our heads, our hands, and everything else, and they'll say, oh, that's just out of context. Well, it's not out of context of the other holy books. It's exactly what the other holy books say to do.
It's exactly. And now they tell us these things are aberrations. We've talked about this over these microphones quite a few times. And they say, well, there have been atrocities committed in the name of Christianity. True.
Mm-hmm.
True, there have been, but those are aberrations. How do you know? You go back and you see what Jesus taught, and
absolutely,
you find out this is different from what he taught.
Absolutely.
Well, when you look at Islam, you find out this is exactly what Muhammad taught.
Right, right. And, you know, the 9/11 Commission actually came out on...
Mm-hmm. Actually was stupid enough to suggest that the Muslims might rewrite their own religion?
No, that we, the American government, is going to convince them that their religion is peaceful. But the thing that's unbelievable about that is, okay, so you have a whole nation who says, okay, well, it is a peaceful nation. We have more and more converts. Muslims are claiming more and more people are coming to Islam. Then this peaceful Islam kind of permeates all of America. But then... once the government is predominantly Islam, guess what happens then? They have the books. They have the actual root of the belief, which says, cut off their hands, cut off their ears, cut off their heads if they don't accept Allah. And it's a Taliban situation. It's a very oppressive government. I find it shocking that history teachers are falling for the same ploy that has been used over hundreds of years in history.
A video called The Story of Islam?
Yes, it is.
And they play it in the schools?
Well, they've played it in my son's school, and I objected and told them my lawyer would be contacting them, and they said they would only play part of it, but when I asked my son about it, he said that he was there for the part where they started talking about the angels washing the heart of Muhammad, and they presented as fact, and then he bothered me with a comment because he knows the truth. And he said, boy, that must have hurt. And I'm just...
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You know...
I understand.
They're children.
They're children.
What the principal said to me was that she said when she watched the video, she looked at it academically.
Yeah.
Children aren't looking academically.
Preposterous.
Alan Stang.
All right, Jen Schroeder, go ahead, if you would, please, and play the little segment at the very end of The Story of Islam.
Okay, hold on one moment.
There is no divinity but God, and Muhammad is the prophet of God.
And it's the way he says it with such finality, and there's so much in that video just like that.
Where can a mandatory program?
Yes, it is. That's what's shocking. I mean, you can, if you find out about it, you can ask for an alternative assignment. But what happened to Samantha Eklund in Byron County was just shocking as well. Her teacher came in a belly dancing costume to get the kids activated in it, and when her mother found out about what was going on, she gave the teacher a note. She had Samantha give her teacher a note, and the teacher literally yelled at her, is there anybody else? And there was another little girl there also with a note. She was too afraid to give her the note. Samantha ended up being hauled off to other activities, but the teacher never had time to help her with it. It was supposed to be studying the French Revolution, and she got an F. And I'm just like, I don't want my children treated like that. I don't want them stigmatized. So as it is, my son was already practically called a mama's boy on the radio here locally by a teacher who didn't like that I was. You know, our kids don't want to talk about what's going on in school when they get home. They don't want to think about school. They don't tell us these things. But there are a lot of simulations going on, and California courts have ruled that it's appropriate. Judge Hamilton, Phyllis Hamilton, has ruled that it was appropriate to have kids become Muslim, fast for Ramadan, take Muslim names, memorize and recite the prayers of the Quran. And the judge rules that since the children don't actually believe they are becoming Muslims, that it's a simulation and therefore appropriate.
So your son comes home from school. He says, Mom, you say typically, well, what did you learn in school today? And he says, well, we're learning Islam. Is that the way it started?
No, it started because he was absent one day, so I went to get his homework. And only because I saw his homework, it was supposed to be an assignment done in class, I started getting suspicious of what was going on. It